Okay, so here's your homework exercise for Module 6. Actually, it's going to be two exercises again. And you should do this exercise as often as possible, multiple times a day if you can. Sign up to the 5-day challenge or put reminders on your phone or computer. The key, again, is getting these exercises done repeatedly. It's the best thing you can possibly do to transform your life. That's why these exercises are so fundamental to the course. Now, the objective of this exercise is to learn to stay focused on another person's needs, even when they are attacking or accusing you of something, and that you don't get defensive. So this exercise goes like this. When someone is behaving inappropriately towards you, visualize the person as literally drowning in a pool of water. This will help you remain focused on their desperation for worthiness and act immediately and accordingly instead of responding to your own hurt. Here are some examples. Your boss yells at you for a mistake they made. You remain clear and you don't get drawn into their drama, the boss's drama, by visualizing. Well, how do you do that? By visualizing him or her drowning from a lack of worthiness. This leads you to addressing their real need instead of getting defensive. And what you do is you reassure them and you don't make it about yourself. Another example, your child comes home upset they got a low grade on their test. Instead of adding to their upsetness, you remind yourself that they're drowning from a lack of worthiness. They've attached their worthiness to their test grade. You grab them and hug them, saying that nothing will make you love them less. Surely not a low grade on a test. Here's another example. When you point out something offensive which your friend did to you, instead of taking responsibility, they make themselves a victim by saying, "I always do the wrong thing and I always offend people." Instead of getting upset that they're not taking responsibility, you realize that they're drowning from a lack of worthiness and aren't in the position to take responsibility. So you reaffirm your friendship with them and let them know you love them all the same. Okay, here's the second exercise for module number 6. And the objective of this exercise is to learn hearing what others think and feel and accept that's where they are at without judgment, thereby expressing unconditional love, essentially making space for them. Find a moment when someone is sharing with you. Try and focus on what they are sharing without making any judgment or offering any assistance, just listening. Your goal should be to repeat back to them what they shared in a way that they know you understood them. Leave the conversation understanding what they said without sharing your opinion of their view. Here are some examples. First example, someone shares a perspective you disagree with. Instead of telling them that you disagree, you ask them to explain their perspective. You then repeat it to them to confirm that you understand what they're saying. That simple. You save your opinion for a separate conversation. You can't imagine how much more influence you will have when you share your opinion in a separate conversation, because they feel like you're objective and that you listen to them because you do. Another example is your spouse takes a position on a decision which you disagree with. Before sharing your position, you ask them to elaborate more and then you repeat it back to them so they know that you really understand what their position is. Here's a third example. Your child is complaining about something in school. Instead of telling them why they should or shouldn't be complaining, you listen and simply repeat. So you're upset because dot, dot, dot. I see how that can be very upsetting. In this way, you are making space for your child, and your child will feel so loved and accepted, and they will share so much more with you by your responding that way. So good luck on these exercises. I want to congratulate you for completing this course. I want you to know that this is a lifelong journey. So hold on to your workbook and always come back to these exercises. And you have lifetime access to this course. The more times you repeatedly watch these videos, the more your mind will be in this space, and you will be able to continuously advance and become the beautiful human being you are meant to be.